and welcome to the podcast from the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, the library director. The podcasts are one of the ways that we meet our board's vision to spark ideas, enrich lives, and strengthen community. Today, we're going to have a conversation with Carlos Ortega. Carlos is a Peace Corps fellow who's been in Mattoon for just a short period of time and is going to spend 11 months in the community working with the Mattoon in Motion group on economic development and related issues. So, Carlos, good to have you. Let's talk first about a little bit about your growing up and how the Peace Corps became part of your life. You grew up in Springfield. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, that is correct. I born and raised in Springfield, Illinois, went to Springfield High School, went to University of Illinois in Springfield. Before that, I spent 2 years at Lincoln Lane Community College. My life in Springfield was quite easy. Springfield is a great place to grow up. There are a lot of good friends that I have there. And working towards where I am now has been quite a journey. So I'm very excited to be here in Mattoon helping with community economic development.
Great. Well, tell us a little about how you what led you to move from Springfield to join the Peace Corps.
So when I was younger, Habitat for Humanity had a program called Youth Builds throughout the summer. And this was where youth would take on a series of a number of different leadership roles within the Youth Build. There'd be like a youth coordinator, a food coordinator, a volunteer coordinator, a construction coordinator. And while working with Habitat for Humanity, I did a number of these leadership roles for a couple of years. And it really gave me a sense of pride, and it gave me a sense of understanding and what people were dealing with that I didn't actually get to see on a day-to-day basis. Some of those things were the lack of housing opportunities that people in the community of Springfield needed, and those people were the underserved community. So working with Habitat for Humanity and seeing the process in which people would get houses and building houses from the ground up really gave me a sense of understanding to a broader picture of people suffering and trying to
and so from that,
yeah.
You wanted to look out and maybe broaden that view a little bit. And I'm sure that being assigned to Namibia and Kenya were a way to take what you kind of learned there in Springfield and got a taste of in Springfield, and you saw it in a totally different way.
Yeah, that is true. Thanks for that. Yeah. Seeing that, and I wanted to travel the world and help others where I could serve best. So.
Tell us about, so where did you go first, Namibia or Kenya?
I went first to Kenya. I spent a year in Kenya working in the health field.
Community of what size?
Community about 20,000 people. Now in a market town called Mitungu. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a spread out community too. So,
mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do there?
I was a community health volunteer. I worked a lot with HIV/AIDS patients, developing community gardens. I worked with OVC children, orphan and vulnerable children. I did malaria and water and sanitation issues. I worked with different NGOs in getting malaria nets to the public in need of these nets, and worked with small businesses in developing new products.
Were you well received?
Yes, I was very, very well received. The people of Kenya are very open and very open. They're very open, and they let you straight into their houses, and they are very kind and generous.
Mm-hmm. So that was your first year, and then your second year was?
So my second year, a Peace Corps, if people aren't familiar with it, is a two-year program. Mm-hmm. Peace Corps volunteers only serve in countries where Peace Corps has been invited. It is very much a learning experience as it is a teaching experience. And you spend 2 years in a country, but in Kenya, I only spent 1 year because of insecurity and terrorism risks,
mm-hmm.
Which they pulled all the Peace Corps volunteers out of country, and 40 people out of 7 people out of 40 people decided to move to a different country, and I was one of those 7, and I chose Namibia.
And why Namibia? And what kind of community did you find in Namibia?
Well, Peace Corps is very unpredictable, in the sense that sometimes the job descriptions don't really match up with what the actual duties are. You got to take that into account. But they're getting better at that.
Mm-hmm.
The community that I found in Namibia, in northern Namibia, in the town called Otapi, also very open, willing. My host family there was very kind, generous. They'd wake me up every morning, give me breakfast. I ate with the family.
And what kind of work did you do in that year, the first year you were in Namibia?
The first year I was a school teacher. And right now I want to say thank you to all the teachers out there, because teaching was the most difficult job that I've ever had. Let's just say I found out what I don't want to do. But I believe that people who actually teach do have a passion. And I thank you for it. So thank you to all the teachers out there.
Did you teach? What level did you teach? What grades?
Grade 5 to grade 10. I taught life skills, like life skills in basic information services, which was there was a computer lab and we had internet at the school. Mm-hmm. And I taught basic Word, Excel, how to use the internet. For grade 5s, it was like how to use a mouse and how to type. For grade 10s, it was like doing research and things like that.
And so will those students be able to build on what you taught them in those years and use those skills as they go forward?
Yes. So the whole idea about bringing Peace Corps volunteers into a community is about capacity building. So you're not there alone. There's a counterpart with you who's also learning these techniques and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And so that was your first year in Namibia. And then, as I understand it, you spent another 2 years in the Peace Corps.
Yes, I spent another. So I spent a total of 4 years in the Peace Corps. After my first year of teaching, I was lucky enough to extend my service, which not everyone gets to do for a third year. That year, I moved to a town called Luderitz, which is a German colonial town on the coast of Namibia. It was also a diamond mining town. So there was an old diamond mining town. So there's like if you Google Luderitz, Namibia, the first thing you might see is like these old German colonial homes that are still standing but are starting to be covered by desert sand. So that was pretty cool. There I was a youth development officer, and I was still working with children and the youth. I do have to clarify, youth in Namibia is anyone 35 and younger.
Wow.
That's a little different.
I might even qualify. No,
yeah. Yeah, you could. I'm not sure.
At one time I qualified.
You know, I still qualify as youth. So, I was developing after school programs, and these after school programs touch on life skills and keeping kids out of trouble. I was also working with the town council at the time, developing different programs with them. And one of the things that I was very, passionate about at one point when I was leaving Luderitz, I worked with the local chamber of commerce and different small businesses and artists in the community. And I got them together and we worked with a local coffee shop and demonstrated or presented other people's art and had like live bands there and things like that. So like a small community gathering that was quite successful as a going away gift.
What was the weather like there?
In Luderitz?
Mm-hmm.
It rained once. My entire year, maybe twice, rain once or twice. And it was, they say in Luderitz, there's all four seasons. So in the morning time, it's very cold. In the afternoon time, it's very hot. And then it just goes back to get very, very chilly. And I mind you, it's like 15 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. And so you stayed with host families?
I stayed with host families in Kenya. I lived on the Catholic compound. The Catholic father, Father Francis,
mm-hmm.
He opens his arms to different international guests. He has orphan and vulnerable children's home. He also is managing a technical school in the area of Mitungu. At one point, these kids in the orphan home, they were sleeping on the street. They were struggling for food and having a place to go. Father Francis built a place with different other NGOs in developing a safe place for these children and young students. This first year in Namibia, I lived with the host family, and then the second year in Namibia, I lived on my own.
What's that feel like for someone who grew up in Springfield to see what you saw there and to see have those kinds of experiences? Is that kind of what you were looking for when you went out overseas, is to kind of experience other ways of life like that?
Experience other ways of life. The struggles that we find here are the struggles that we find in America are very much struggles for people here, but there are other struggles out there that are harder for people. The basic struggles of just trying to find food every day, as you can see that both here in America and over there. But they don't have the resource. They don't have the support necessarily of, I believe, the support that we have here.
But if you're helping them learn how to use Excel and Word and some of the programs, I mean, you're positioning them to have a better way.
Is that correct? Right? Correct. I mean, everything's done on the computers these days, and like having that technical skills is definitely going to help move them forward in their careers.
And then I think there's one more year. Back to Kenya?
In Namibia. My third year in Namibia, I was a Peace Corps volunteer leader. I helped volunteers integrate into the community in which I was in. I moved this time to the town of Rundu, which is a population of about 20,000 as well. But in Namibia, Namibia's population is 2.5 million people in a country that's twice the size of California. And Kenya is much larger than that, honestly. Kenya has a population about 48 million. So my two towns were very different in the sense of population. Going back to my Peace Corps service as a volunteer leader, I helped integrate volunteers in the community. I did different volunteer trainings, and I worked with local NGOs in the Kavango East region, and I worked with local government entities to try to bring resources to volunteers.
I think you have maybe one story we talked about the last, that was one. I know you had many very good experiences, but one kind of rewarding experience with a young person during your tenure there.
Yeah, so as a Peace Corps volunteer, your service doesn't always reflect the accomplishments that you actually happen. One of those things was in Lüderitz, where I was a youth development officer. I worked with a young man helping him prepare for a debate competition. And this debate competition was very big within the community. And he came after school every day to the youth center and worked with me to help him develop his pros and cons and these different arguments. They did get the arguments beforehand, so they had an opportunity to study. So he came and studied with me, and then we studied for about three to four weeks, and then the debate competition happened, which I was unfortunately not able to attend. And then after that, I didn't see him for 2 to 3 months. One day when I was going to the grocery store, this little kid comes up behind me, and I didn't know who he was at first. He was like yelling, "Sir Carlos, Sir Carlos." I was like, "Who?" I was like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" He's like, "I won debate championship." And I was like, "That's terrific. That is so great." And then he just kind of like ran away. Yeah. So he was very grateful that I helped him with his preparation for the debate championship. And he won. And I felt very happy about that. And I felt pretty, I felt this the joy that I felt while the same joy that I felt while doing Habitat for Humanity in Springfield crept up in me again. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain the feeling that you feel when you see see someone else actually achieve something and accomplish their goal. And that's the feeling that I feel when I volunteer.
Yeah, that's a great connection. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Let's turn and make the last piece of this about your start of your tenure here in Mattoon. I don't know if I mentioned, but Carlos is working on a master's degree at Western Illinois University. And part of that academic program is to spend 11 months in the community, and in this case in Mattoon, and to work with folks in Mattoon and the economic development area and to get firsthand experience. And so you've been here, what, a month or so?
About 2 months now.
Yeah. So your first impression, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your first impression of Mattoon and then a little bit about what you've been up to.
Okay, so first how I got to Mattoon was also through the Peace Corps. I'm a Peace Corps fellow through Western Illinois University. They have a Peace Corps fellowship program there, which is a two-year program. It's a master's degree program. The first year is on campus in Macomb, and then the second year is, like you said, an AmeriCorps volunteer in a rural community, working in your subfield. So mine is community economic development, mm-hmm. And public policy administration. I came to Mattoon, and my first impression was this town has everything. Honestly, you have restaurants, you have good roads. I live in the downtown area, and everything's walkable. The walkability, the friendliness of the people, and trying to think. I kind of thought, like, why do they need me? Why am I here? Type of thing. But capacity building is one of the things that AmeriCorps volunteers do, and filling a need. So I thought to myself, well, there's probably a need here somewhere. So working with the community, economic development, and community development is some of the things that I'm focusing on.
Mm-hmm. And you've started some work with the Mattoon in Motion group. Is that correct?
That is correct. The Mattoon in Motion group, if you go to www.mattooninmotion.wordpress.com, you can see the different variety of activities that we are currently working on. And it is a very good group so far. The people are very passionate about what they're trying to accomplish, and I feel very blessed to be here working with them.
I heard you got to see a couple of incubators. You took a couple of road trips, and you've seen a couple of incubators, and people are looking for some ideas on some things we might try to put together here.
Yeah, so one of the ideas that the Mattoon in Motion Robust Economy Committee is doing is trying to develop a business incubator. And these business incubators can range from high-tech incubators like you see at U of I, or we went to go visit Logic, which is an incubator in Champaign. Logic is a community-facing incubator, and that's something that I think Mattoon would highly succeed at, is a community-facing incubator for small entrepreneurs trying to get their business started, have a place to work, and have resources available to them so they can grow their business, which is what an incubator is supposed to do, is help small businesses and small entrepreneurs grow at a very low cost. So looking at the population and the economic situation in Mattoon, I think that incubator is a quite good idea for this area, with Lakeland College, with EIU, with Class E, all having, and the people here trying to develop a better business climate.
Cool. Other impressions or thoughts of Mattoon, or how, or the Peace Corps, as you, I guess we're, looks like it's time to wrap up, so any kind of final thoughts?
I've seen firsthand how help from America has helped other people overseas, and that help is very needed. I've also seen how people live in America, and that they also need help. So I don't think that there is, I think that everyone has something to offer, and I wouldn't say that anyone trying to do something would be a detriment as long as it has the right intentions. And if you're looking to volunteer, Mattoon in Motion is always looking for new volunteers. And we are, as a group and community, with me being newly incorporated into it, I see that Mattoon has all the resources available, has all the volunteers it needs, and I'm looking forward to moving this community forward within my 11 months here and trying to strive for a better overall climate for businesses and people.
Great. Carlos, great to have you. Yes. Welcome to Mattoon, yes, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much.